Chapter 52. The Ottoman Star eased into the cove north of the Dardanelles late in the afternoon, docking at the long pier that now stood empty. Beneath the adjacent rippled waters, the sunken workboat still sat on the sandy bottom, waiting for the shore crane and a dive crew to raise it from the depths. Standing on the ship's bridge, Maria was surprised to note her brother's Jaguar parked on the dock. Jellic watched as the ship approached the pier, then emerged from the Jaguar's back seat as the mooring lines were secured. He briskly stepped down the quay with an attaché case tucked under his arm and boarded the ship. "I wasn't expecting you to meet me here, Austin," Maria said by way of a greeting. "Time is short," he replied, gazing about the bridge with an agitated expression. The captain and helmsman caught his drift and quickly stepped off the bridge, leaving Jellic alone with his sister. "I heard that the police searched the facilities after we departed," Maria said. "Is it not dangerous for you to be here?" Jellic smirked. "The local police have been well paid to look after our interests. They paid a cursory visit and were kept away from the warehouses." The police investigators reminded him of the assault by the Numa men, and he subconsciously rubbed the spot on his head where Pitt had clubbed him. "Those Americans will pay for their intrusion," he said in a guttural tone. "But we have more important matters to address first." Maria braced for the onslaught over the failure at Jerusalem, but the expected outburst never materialized. Jelly quietly gazed out the forward window, eyeing the empty dock. "Where is the Sultana?" "I left it in Beirut to complete the repair work. The crew will bring her to Istanbul in a few days." Jellic nodded, then stepped close to his sister. "Now, tell me, Maria, why did the mission fail?" "I am uncertain myself," she replied calmly. "The primary charge failed to detonate. It was set with multiple fuses, and I am positive it was staged properly. There must have been outside interference. Even the secondary charge should have produced more damage. I suspect the Israeli archaeologist who was killed may have somehow disabled some of the charges." "The results were disappointing," Jellic replied, suppressing his usual vitriol. "But I am thankful for your safe return." "We put the Lebanese smugglers ashore in Tripoli on the voyage back, so the Israelis have nowhere to search and no trail to follow." "You have always covered your tracks well, Maria." Despite his unusually calm demeanor, she could see the distress in his face. "How is the Mufti faring?" she asked. "He is campaigning like a professional politician and has won the public support of some key members of the Grand National Assembly. But he is still trailing in the polls by at least 5 percentage points, and we have just days to go before the election." He looked at her with an admonishing gaze. "The Jerusalem attack failed to give us the boost that is necessary for us to win." "Perhaps it is beyond our control," she said. Maria's words suddenly released the anger that Jellic had kept bottled up. "No," he shouted. "We are too close. We must not fail to seize the opportunity. The restoration of our family empire is at stake," he said, nearly tasting the power of his own planned ascension. The mad eyes were suddenly ablaze and his face pulsed red with fury. "We cannot let this chance slip through our fingers." "The Golden Horn?" "Yes," he replied, opening his attaché case and pulling out a map. "The intercept must occur tomorrow night," he said, handing her a folder. "Enclosed is the target ship's schedule and route. Can you be ready?" Maria looked at her brother with trepidation. "Yes, I believe so," she said quietly. "Good. There is a team of Janissaries waiting to board the ship who will act in support of the operation. I will be counting on you."
"Austin, are you sure you want to do this?" she asked. "The risks are high. It will mean the death of a great many of our own countrymen. And I fear the repercussions if we don't succeed."
Jellic stared at his sister with a gaze born of delusion, then nodded firmly.
"It is the only way."